Hey folks, this is Ted Cantu, and you're listening to the Online Money Machine Show. And we've got some stormy weather here for you. And we're a little late with our podcast. We apologize. We've been on the road extensively. And in fact, you just listened to a little bit of the Dave Matthews Band. We actually saw them last week at the Rockberry Festival here in Michigan. I think 40,000 people were there. That was pretty amazing. 40,000 people. There might have been more. I was there for about three or four days. Two nights, whatever it was. It's a big blur, actually. And that was pretty cool. So Dave Matthews did, you just heard Cornbread. Yeah, he actually did that for us live. That was the second track he played Saturday night. And 311 was there. Gomez put on a nice show. That was pretty cool. Snoop Doggy Dogg was there too. That was kind of a weird mix because he was listed right up there with John Mayer and all the other people. So it was kind of a very strange and wonderful extravaganza. Over at the Double J Ranch in Rothbury, Michigan, which is near my hometown of Muskegon. So that was kind of cool. So we made the road trip up there and checked everything out. That was pretty amazing. So anyway, that does kind of tie into my overall theme today. There's a lot of things I want to say. I haven't been on the air in a long time. So, and of course, if you know who I am, I'm Ted Cantu. I'm an ex-art director from the mean streets of Chicago and New York City. And I've actually done a lot of really cool things with online mobile video and direct response marketing, copywriting, website, development, and I'm more impressed with the latest developments in digital video lately because it's just exploding. The whole market's just exploding. And so it's really, really important because this really does tie into a lot of search engine rankings. So I get a lot of flack and heat from typical SEO people saying, hey, you're not a typical SEO. I never said I was. I am certified, but I don't do straight SEO. I kind of bend the rules a bit and look for new opportunities and communication lines to get visibility. And by the way, if I'm going to put this out there real quick before we get started with the show today, it doesn't take 7 months to get listed. It takes like 4 hours if you know what you're doing. I'm going to go to my website and check out some of the stuff that we do. We kind of blend these different techniques together, and you're looking at things like, we're in 28 different industries right now, which is pretty extreme, and it's growing because we got some new projects, which I will get into later. And you want to go to www.oneseomichigan.com, and there's also some other links there too for some other cool stuff going on. But anyway, I want to really kind of get into the show just really quick because the focus of the show is the Online Money Machine Show. I want to see you guys make some money out there and understand some of what's going on because I think a lot of companies that I'm consulting with, I meet a lot of different people, they leave a lot of money on the table, or worse yet, they don't carry through the experiences that you need to put in place to get that money off the table. So, it's kind of like half met. I always like the analogy from Austin Powers when Dr. Evil ties Austin to the to a pole and he wants the sharks to eat him. He doesn't want to actually see the sharks physically eat him. He just hopes that when he closes the door, things will go according to plan. And, of course, Austin gets away, but the thing was, a lot of business owners do that too. They don't want to look at the outcome of what's out there. They just want to put the site up so they can do this keeping up with the Joneses type thing, and hopefully everything will go according to plan. And by that I mean they will make money. And that's not how it works, unfortunately, because if that was the truth, we'd all be rich, right? All right, let's get into this thing right now. I want to just kind of talk a little bit about the limousine syndrome that I think is pretty interesting. Limousine syndrome kind of works like this. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, the Jerry Seinfeld show, he made a classic joke that the older it gets, it's less understandable with each retelling, but it kind of goes like this. Something about, what's the big deal with people getting limousines? It's like announcing to the world, hey, I got $50. Something like that. Now, I probably got it wrong, but you get the general idea. Well, I'm seeing a lot of this lately, and anybody who's got a PR web account is able to basically do the same thing. So, and I see a lot of these PR web accounts announcing, it sounds like they're announcing great things, but they're announcing things like, hey, we just got a new blog, or hey, we just did this website redo. And you look at the stuff that they're promoting, and it's, you know, it's pretty schlocky. And but the really strong thing about that is the PR web people are pretty brilliant at, I'm not going to answer that phone, by the way, because this is ridiculous. We're the Online Money Machine Show. We're not the phone company. Anyway, you get interruptions all the time in the studio. But, see, I lost my train of thought here talking to you wonderful folks. I'm not going to answer that. Unbelievable. So, my whole thing about the joke was that this is kind of the thing with PR Web, is that they're always, you can advertise anything for a few bucks. You know, you can actually advertise anything. $380 gets you a lot of leverage, and you get plugged into a lot of different places where people can actually physically find you and see you, and that's really encouraging. That's really amazing, and I just don't think a lot of things that got on there are very newsworthy. But it's something you probably should do. And here goes the phone again. Hear that? I'm not going to answer it. Unbelievable. This show is going to go on the air regardless. We got a thunderstorm going on over here. I got phones ringing off the hook, and I'm dedicated to bring this show to you people. The Online Money Machine Show will go on the air, folks. I'm determined to bring this to you. Rain or shine, festival or no festival. Yeah, I got taken out of the studio so many times in the last month. It's just been unbelievable. Plus, I've been on the road, and I've been shooting some video with some legendary people out there. The amazing Rick Ruby, of course. And if you've seen some of our clips out there, he's the classic business coach. I'm not going to answer the phone. Doggone it. And we have also Minish Baxi. I'm going to put these phones near the room. This is really obnoxious. I'm sorry, folks, that you got to hear and put up with this traffic. But we're not fooling around today on the Online Money Machine Show. Anyway, Rick Ruby and Manish Baxi are going to be doing some live clips out there. We've got Pete Schwartz, too, from the Dan Kennedy IBA group out of Oakland County. So look for our clips out there, because we're doing some pretty phenomenal things. And for those of you who know Rick, he's just a phenomenal speaker, high energy, high voltage, I like that, speaker. And he really just kind of lays it on the line, what you need to do if you want to make money in this bloodbath economy, which is the Midwest. So we come back here quite a bit because our home office is actually split between here and actually Stamford, Connecticut. So we go back and forth quite often. And these are the things that we're doing now, we're working with. It's fascinating, too, because if you watch the clips that are coming up, he's talking about the shrinking value of the American dollar, and now he had a hard time getting his funds transferred into euros because the Europeans just didn't think much of our money, and he had a real ordeal, and I think that's really important to remember as we start to make money in our companies. Exactly what we're doing, and a lot of us out there do not have systems in place to capture leads, to establish a relationship. And I don't mean just collecting emails, because emails are great, but I don't think emails are really an effective way to establish a relationship. And you should be doing that anyway, regardless. But I think, honestly, if you don't have some sort of a continuity program established every week where you're actually calling people, put them onto a teleseminar of some sort, or some sort of a weekly update on what you're about, what you're doing, some of the cool stuff that you're putting together. If you're not doing some sort of webinar, you know, if you're not doing anything except emailing people, I think email is a very wimpy way to contact people. Although you have you know, there's some strength in some of the numbers, but I don't think as a relationship builder it's nearly strong enough. And Rick had some great ideas, and you're going to see these on the videos, where he's talking about getting your best people together and throwing a really high-touch interactive bar night where you can actually talk to people for 2 hours, and you flip the tab for, you know, the whole group. But the referrals that he gets out of these things are just incredible, and he just gets a lot of business and a lot of volume. So I think that's really, really integral that you do something as simple as that, but yet physically do it. Not be afraid of shelling out cost. It's definitely cheaper than direct mail. And while we're on the subject of direct mail, let me just talk about this real quick. I had about 15,000 pieces. I've heard of 40,000 pieces working up a 10% margin. 2% is supposed to be phenomenal, but 10%, you know, bottom line is this. The response was horrendously dismal. And the ones who did respond were tire kickers, and they didn't really want to buy anything. We did a simple test where we had 80 invites to a webinar, and 18 people bought something out of that number, which is actually pretty phenomenal. We didn't even go for a straight 100, but just 80 people. And that told me something. That told me that, hey, you know, digital media, if it's done correctly, if you pre-record your sales pitches, it's a great way to go out there and promote and sell your products, which you should be doing anyways. And I'm really kind of, I had a syllabus here that I'm kind of working off of, but I really went off track. But I just kind of want to outline some of the things that I'm experiencing now in my company. So here's what it comes down to. I'm going back now to my notes. I think SEO, which is search engine optimization, is getting tiring, and I predicted its demise. And to an extent, because I think it's going to be hybrid into many other different online life forms where companies can become visible. Now, I know I get a lot of people out there who just flip out and, you know, say all kinds of ridiculous stuff about me. But I'm telling you the truth because I think it's important. I think it's important, absolutely important. But I also think, too, it's a launch pad for other disciplines that are now emerging. And so you need to be aware of these things, because I also disagree with some of the news I'm reading that only certain towns can be prominent in SEO, which is complete bullshit, because you got these guys in Texas who are saying, hey, you know what, if it's not from North Texas, it's not real SEO. Well, you know, that may be true for the beef industry, which you ram up our necks, but as far as search engine optimization, you know, you're talking about a free virtual workspace that can be accessed from anywhere. So, bottom line is this: if you have any brains in this industry, then you're good at the field, because you can access, you know, servers and different platforms from any place, as long as you got a working computer. It doesn't matter what geographic location you're physically living in. I don't believe that, but that was at the top of the Google News today. So something came in my inbox, and I just find that very, I wouldn't say it's offensive, but I just find it very, very faulty and ridiculous. What a preposterous statement to make about your company, anyway, or an industry. But, you know, since your website workspace is this free floating island, you know, I think the only thing you really need is a fundamental understanding. I don't necessarily even think you even need talent and being a good SEO. I think you need to have fundamental understanding of what, you know, what directories talk to each other about a certain industry or a certain page and how to get that ranked and listed. There's definitely many back doors now to become visible. And this is another reason why I think Web 2.0 is such a strong asset for a lot of, you know, a lot of companies. And it's highly underutilized. So that's something I really feel that's important for a lot of us to, you know, to get a grasp on. You got 14-year-olds now who are out there cutting videos on how to create great SEO campaigns on YouTube, which is cute. But, you know, here's the thing: I think as a culture, we can't really be fault finding and saying, well, you know, it's a kid, he hasn't paid his dues. We're living in a very fast, accelerated culture, so eventually this stuff is going to get out in the open, and people are going to find out how to do things for themselves. Question is, even if you are visible, it doesn't it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to make money in your field, company, or industry. And I know that's going to be a little tough for some of you to hear this, but I go through a lot of business profiles, and what I find out is that even when they get leads, a lot of companies do nothing with them. And in fact, there's no selling process. So let's say, for example, you get 15,000 leads, and that's just great. You know, you think you're really flying high. But here's the thing. Once you get these people, you got nothing. There's no online newsletter. You don't send them to any kind of online webinar. When you do sell them something, what are you giving away? A free CD, or maybe you're giving a free online teleseminar. And that's usually where it stops, because you haven't actually thought through the hierarchy of your sales process. Now, I can't speak for everyone, because there's a lot of companies out there that do something right. You know, they do some of these things right. But, I mean, like a monthly CD commitment of $25 a month, $47 a month. You might have a teleseminar that's worth $297, and you can only take 200 people. You only have like 200 seats available. Or if you do open up a webinar, it's invitation only. I was telling somebody yesterday that I was reviewing a sales piece that someone had written about a webinar, and she said, well, it's free, anybody can look at it. And that's true, but here's the thing. I thought, it's like buying a house and leaving the doors wide open, and there's no really perceived value to it. So I told her to add speed, because speed's my favorite way to sell. And I've probably talked about it in the past on the show, but speed is a great thing, because by that, I'm only going to say, listen, the webinar is going to be online on Wednesday between the hours of 7 and 8:30 p.m., 50 seats. Now, honestly, you can go there anytime and watch it, but the point is, I want people to feel that it's only going to be posted for a short time, and they can view it. So, to me, that's really, really important to create that mystique that, we have material, but you can only view it at a certain time. Pre-recorded media, it's very, very important. Camtasia, these guys are amazing. Now, they live over in, I think, upstate Michigan someplace, that company. It's a very good company. You can pre-record your own PowerPoint presentations, and which is nothing more than pre-canned media or pre-canned webinar without the expense of bar tab that we got socked with a few months back here on the Online Money Machine Show, courtesy of WebEx. Very confusing. So anyway, so if you can sell with speed, that's a great way to do it, and use a pre-recorded tool. So those are some of the things I think that SEO is great, but you need some sort of back-end support on your own end. You can't lack the vision, because what happens is, Rick Ruby really pointed this out, and I thought this is so funny. He says that, anybody under 125,000 don't care about their businesses, and that's true. I'm finding out a lot of this myself, is that we don't really service that clientele as much as we used to, because we find them very fault-finding. They're not they're not serious about what their investment is, and they don't take responsibility for the outcome of their actions. And I'm finding that out. We found that out the hard way, and we gotten rid of some bad eggs in our group. And we're only focusing now on companies that are willing to make a commitment and actually do something besides just, turn their website on and stare at it. And it's not going to cut it. So that's not what we do here. Now, let me just move on just a little bit. I think there are bigger obstacles than the ones that we provide. And I'm talking mostly about, we'll help you climb over the mountain, but I find some very ugly things growing underneath a lot of companies. And lack of systems, lack of products, no sales system, no vision after, getting the email should be one of your minor goals, of course. Yeah, building the list is important, but what do you do with the list after you get it is probably more critical than actually getting the names that you get, because I can get emails a lot. A lot of people know who I am, but and I'm building my list. But more importantly, what am I going to do with that list once I have it? And I've heard some of this stuff too. A lot of my direct marketing buddies will get business, and they're always amazed that the customers don't actually use the stuff that they sell them, and they have no remorse over this whatsoever. And the whole thing is, it shouldn't bother you as a business owner. It bothers me though, because I think it's I think there's a lack of understanding of what the client's going to get. I'm not going to get a referral from this person, and if anything, they'll be too confused to really want to do business with me in the future. So I think there's a real downside to that whole approach. And this is coming from some of the top business people in the country right now. I'm talking about really high up direct marketer response people, that you shouldn't get caught up in, and your customers, if they're not using your stuff. And I definitely think that there's some wrong aspects of thought behind that. I think you should have some sort of consciousness about what, you know, people are actually doing with your stuff, and whether or not you will get referred from that, because that's the life force of your business. It's very expensive, very frustrating, and it's very hard getting a new customer. I would rather have that person refer 3 or 4 people to me than have to start fresh all over again every time, straight from the gate. But apparently, a lot of people don't share that persistence, that type of dream, like I do. But I don't know. Maybe you like working hard or running in circles. And if you do, hats off to you. It's just a different way of going about things. But I like to have things a little more streamlined, if possible. And I've got some projects now that definitely fall in this new category. And I'll be going into that just a second. I got so much to say here. I got about 40 minutes to really belt it all out. So I'm really hoping that this is gonna, you know, be enough. Because I'm gonna have to do like a two-parter for this one, because there's so many different things I want to say. Now, you want to sell stuff to people. You need to contact real people. I think, like I said, I think this whole email thing is great, but there's something very cowardly about it, because you're not really dealing with a real person. I gotta really hand it off to True Green, a lawn company that calls my mother every week, because they're trying to save some bonsai tree that she has, and they call her every week, and they want to really sell her this service, and they don't get it. You know, we don't really need their service, but you know, we've used some stuff from the hardware store that seems to work out pretty well, but yet they don't take no for an answer. So it seems almost that they have the same conversation week after week, and I really got to hand it to them for doing the live customer touch. You know, instead of being ballless and sending a robot to send over their weekly specials, which I think is very, another way of being very cowardly. So yes, I do find True Green very irritating and annoying, but yet as a marketer, I got to give them kudos, because they got enough chutzpah enough to call us live. You know, there's a lot of appreciation from a marketing standpoint. These guys got guts. So even though, and they're persistent. I don't believe a lot of us out there are doing that, and Rick Ruby talks about that too. To an extent, you got to take massive action if you want to see some sort of results. And I'm not necessarily thinking that online is probably the best way. If anything, I use online media as leverage to do what I do. I don't necessarily use it as a sole focus to funnel people through and then you know, do the e-commerce type thing. Although that can happen for certain products and services, I do think that you have to. You know, the human element is amazing. And this is coming from somebody who's actually, he's a multi-million dollar earner. So you want to think about some of this stuff, because he does his high-touch stuff so well. and something to definitely think about. And especially if you live in an economy like this one, you know, it's very, very tricky to survive in. And you have to be extra clever to stay on your feet and to really, you know, stay alive in it. So those are my thoughts on that. And of course, I want to just talk about some myths, some New Age myths I don't believe in. And it needs to be said because I really don't believe in some of this stuff. Number one, the paperless office. I've been hearing this since my dungeon days in the Sears Tower 15 years ago, and it hasn't happened yet. And so I hear about it constantly, and how great it's going to be one day when we have a paperless office, and you know, everything is digitized and on the web, and no more newspapers and so forth and so on. I just think it's ridiculous. Another one is an automated selling system with no hands-on. There's no such thing. At some point, you're going to have to interact with your website and your people. Okay? You can't get around that. You need to interact. Don't just pay your website guy X amount of dollars and then disappear, like so many of you do, and say, you know what, this guy never did nothing for me. You never did nothing for yourself. We're only going to meet you halfway. We're going to build it, get it out there, get people to see it. But if you don't want to deal with customers, then you shouldn't be online. I tell you, a lot of business owners really should not be online, period. They shouldn't be online at all. For the time and effort they put into it, and it's just incredible. And listen, if you know, if you're not willing to do that, then I'm not willing to give your money back. Now, we do have limited guarantees in place, but you have to be active at some point in what you do. And we've actually added a new legal department in our company to keep things straight. Joe Dadich is my new bulldog, and he is, when he bites, it stings. So, you know, that's the way it gotta, that's the way it's got to be from now on. And yeah, I have another approach. Let's all grow up, shall we, and behave like adults. You know, more importantly, let's be business owners. I don't think that's asking too much, but now we got 14-year-olds, as I mentioned, doing SEO work and posting videos on YouTube, and that doesn't bother me. But I don't really necessarily find that brilliant. As I mentioned, that we live in a very accelerated culture, and even though we are very high tech, I see a lack of responsibilities in companies we profile, and most of all, lack of any type of system or customer funnel. So that's just my notes. I'm just reading off my notes. So we're not going to be your fall guy. Go get a system, okay? So anyway, let me get back to Rothbury just a little bit. I think the Rothbury thing that happened in Michigan was pretty amazing. We had 40,000 people show up to the sim, roughly. I think it was more than that. And some people say it was actually it was oversold, which which might have been true, because July 4th was pretty intense. And I really got a kick out of July 4th. I had a great time. My great friend Tracy and I were there, and we just had a great, you know, great overall experience. But the one thing I recognized that was where it got a little out of hand was like for example Saturday when Dave Matthews played, there was just a field of people, and I think there's probably more than 40,000. There was a lot of people there, and maybe it was oversold, but. But for Michigan, that was a pretty amazing thing. So it was our own version of Woodstock, basically. And it's something that probably needed to happen. You know, Warhol, Andy Warhol, back in the late 60s and early 70s, talked about this concept, which was the plastic exploding inevitable. And that was amazing because he had a live multimedia show he toured with. He took it to a lot of different college towns. And he was actually in Ann Arbor back then. And he did a Hill Auditorium of all places. That was pretty amazing. And it was a multimedia, you know, show. And he really championed the culture that he was in. And it became one with it and inspired so many people. And in a lot of ways, that's kind of what this has been. I think it's been, you know, almost 20 years past due. I mean, this type of event that happened. You think about fine art and where it's been, it's music too. I kind of feel the same way about American music. It was kind of stagnant quite a bit in the 90s, especially, which is dismal. And the late 80s was pretty interesting because of all the different Euro influences that we had and underground radio. But when the Americans took it, it was just kind of a, it was a shift. The art scene was definitely, went to kind of a grinding halt too. So seeing something like this again, just to kind of kick up the dust, you see how hungry people are for new experiences and new environments. And that was something definitely that Rothbury created. So I think that was very inspiring. So I call this the exploding inevitable, because this had to happen. And if anything, it's like 30 years past due. Wow, where am I going with this? Just bear with me for 1 second. I'm talking about the demise of hippie culture and the failure of what that generation tried to achieve. And, lost in pop culture. And eventually those people gave out to corporate America. Okay, that's fine. But what we're starting to find out now is that the dot-com era has disintegrated, and it's been reborn and recaptured into all this new digital media environments. The question is now, what are you going to do with all this stuff? Because as previous generations, Fortune 500 companies would always make money doing something that could physically dig out of the ground. That's what they made their money with. Now we are making money with ideas and idea culture. This is all idea-run companies. And, that's basically what I'm trying to explain, is that we are an idea culture and we run on idea companies. And and one lesson came from the recent tour from the T. Harv Eker group, The Millionaire Mind, was to take massive action. And that's basically one of our new sites coming up. We're talking about hotmetrofinds.com, and I will be talking about that in future episodes. Because the whole concept and the whole premise of what Rothbury tried to create, and with the new post.com generation is looking for, was a lot of interaction for certain things. I'm going to explain exactly what we do on How Much of Finds just briefly, and as we actually profile unique companies in the arts and business. It could be food, entertainment, and the best part about it is you get like a free clip on this thing. But the nice thing about it is that even though you could basically steal this premise, the search engine technology behind it that makes this thing run right is really the magic element, because we understand that thing so well. And to make companies pop up, sometimes multiple times in the top 10, for the categories, it's where we can't be beat. It's kind of a unique formula. So for Metro Detroit, we're kicking it off here, and we have many active participants. So if you're from the Detroit area and you want a free clip, you definitely want to call us. We're putting out this very special project, and it's going to be just absolutely amazing. So do keep in mind for that. So that's our own contribution to this brand new digital culture. And it is taking massive action, and it's completely amazing. We're actually 33 minutes into the show. I'd like you to also check out the great footage out there on Rick Ruby, and it's amazing about his insights on what he has about companies that are business owners that actually pull under 125,000. What they're willing to do, as opposed to a serious business owner who is at a higher income level, and what their commitment level is, and what they're willing to do to become successful. And this is really kind of rocking the boat, and I do apologize in advance, but I've got my eye on different stuff, and I'm not exactly looking at SEO or website design or direct marketing. I'm not looking at that stuff. I mean, I understand it, and I study it, and I live it, and I address those principles daily and in my business, because I can't outrun it. It's just what I am. I'm also looking at the financial future of this country and where the new money markets are going to be, and I don't think it's necessarily going to happen. This is a very different country in 10 years from now. You're probably not going to recognize it. And all these different advancements from like Forex trading, things that are happening in Dubai, different types of stock investments, options, the oil situation is going to affect you whether you realize it or not, and in your business and how money moves. Remember what we said a long time ago on the Online Money Machine show? We're talking about what's going on in Europe and the UK, And I think it was really incredible because Australia, New Zealand, and England, I think it was like 27% of their commerce comes from online commerce. So they depend on it, and they understand how money moves, and it was really interesting. And yet, in France, things are looking pretty bleak. We talked about the short bread lines and stuff, and that's how the French Revolution started. So money is definitely changing, and it's something you need to be made aware of, and who's buying what and where, and how to collect groups of people and service those markets. It's going to be very, very essential if you're going to survive. And if you're selling an MLM type thing, you got to be very, very careful. I would restructure myself differently in that sense. I would probably look for a product that I can directly control and raise the, raise my own rates on, and have it drop shipped. I don't think I would necessarily have to go through a company that would write my collateral material for me. I don't know if it's gonna, take that much effort. If anything, right now it's a very political time. The last thing I want to see you do out there is spin your wheels. So, online marketing, prepackaged selling systems is probably a great way to go. I didn't realize how many notes I had for this show. I've got a ton of notes, so I'm probably not going to be able to do the whole show the way I anticipated. I've got probably two more pages of stuff, and I can easily go on and on and on, and I don't want to talk your ear up, so I'm going to close out here in a few minutes. But I just want to mention really briefly, I'm going to head out here pretty soon. I'm going to go pick up the new iPhone, the new 3G. I'm not being paid to say that, by the way. I just think it's a cool phone, and the time is now to upgrade and get this thing, because it's not only is it cheaper, it does a lot more, and it is the talk of the town. It is pretty cool stuff. And that was out. It came out yesterday. I really do think you need to be part of this accelerated culture out there and to interact with it. So you need to be part of what's happening. You need to be visible. I think this is going to be a very important thing for in the future of what you look like and how, and at that level, how do you come off in that small size as an iPhone, iPod, handheld media, and how visible are you in that arena, and how accessible are you in that arena? I'm willing to guess that right now, all you who are out there listening, you're probably not that accessible at that level, but you need to be, and you probably should probably think about that in the next 12 months, because things are happening so quick and so fast. If you want to stay alive in this market, and otherwise you have to go back and get a job, and of course that's never inspiring to anyone, and at least if you're an entrepreneur, if you're work-minded, then please forgive me, but you know what I'm saying. And the other thing is, I'm already getting notifications from companies on my cell phone, and people are coming in, they're advertising to me, and you may not like that, but that's the reality. So you need to get out there and partake in this type of thing. I'm talking about video, too. By the way, if you're in real estate, stop sending me love letters about how much you adore bandit signs. It's the wrong tone. You guys are going to be fossils in the upcoming months. So get a freaking video and put it online. Okay, fair enough. All right, folks, I'm Ted Cantu. I'm out of here. You listen to the Online Money Machine Show. You can always catch me at www.1seomichigan.com. And we're heading out to New York in a few weeks. That's going to be a blast. A blast in the gas, as they say. And if you have any questions, you can always give me a call. 888-305-2532. We do have a two-question minimum, and we ask that you can email us, too, if you like. And we're everywhere online. Just type in my name, Ted Cantu. Last name is spelled C-A-N-T-O. And we are out of here. We're out of time for the show, and I'll see you online.